Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Harmony Music Lounge's Origin Story Volume 2, a full-length album written, performed, and produced entirely by youth from Napanee and Kingston. From it, we'll listen to Gasoline by Brielle Banderson and Atlas Rossborough, a slow-burning alt-rock single that explores emotional overload, performed with grit and grace by two standout members of the youth band Sound Chamber, who were both in grade 9 at the time of recording. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Origin Story Volume 2 on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gasoline here with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, my name is Liam. This is CFRC 101.9 Live Sessions. Today I have the band Sitcoms here with me. So if y'all want to introduce yourselves, and we'll start with a quick little interview.
We are Sitcoms. Individually, we are... I'm Jordan Fournier.
I'm Matt.
And I use my last name, which is a gift to all of you. But yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, it was it's really awesome to have you guys here. And I think just starting off with like a bit of an easy one, how did this like come to be? Like where what is the origin of sitcoms? Have you guys always been like a duo two-piece, or is there something more to that?
We haven't even played a song yet here tonight, but I can tell you that you're going to expect something quite interesting, I guess, and unique is what people say. We started as a five-piece in high school. We grew up in Pembroke, if there's any Pembrokeans listening or watching. And we, a few of us moved here, and we got bored one day. And we were playing Rock Band, and this guy was nailing it on Rock Band. You started off as a bassist, right?
Yes.
And then you had to switch to guitar. And we started off just me and him playing, writing guitar songs together.
I'll just summarize, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. So we were in a band in high school with the two of us played guitar. We came to Kingston to go to school. Not all the band came with us. So we basically did school for a little bit and took some time off. And then we decided to do the duo thing. And we did that for a few years and played shows all around Kingston. But then we stopped for another, 8 to 9 years, 10 years maybe. Yeah. And because we both had kids of our own, and we basically raised them for a little bit and took a hiatus, and decided to start this back up again 2024, last year, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're just having fun with it again.
Yeah, awesome. And I think, like, talking about sort of, you said, the uniqueness with the band, it is uncommon to see duos, especially with the style of music that you guys play. So are there any, like, other duo bands or musicians that you've sort of like looked to for inspiration to like sort of be like, oh yeah, like we can do it, like we just got to kind of hone in on that?
I mean, one of our favorite bands that's pretty unknown is called Hella. Yeah. So Zach Hill is their drummer. I can't touch anything he plays, but I mean, they were an inspiration to us for sure. We definitely enjoy their music, and it's a lot different than anything else you'll hear out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, I guess we grew up in the sweet days where music was like, we were downloading music for free all the time, and there was just seemed to be a hotbed of creative stuff that was more available. And I think that a lot of that stuff was getting recorded very well. I think Don Caballero comes to mind too, but they're not necessarily a duo. But yeah, I mean, we do come across them, and we like anything. We're just trying to make it sound like we want to, even if it's just two of us. I think that, yeah, Hella pretty much summarizes it.
Yeah,
though.
Sure. Well, it sounds good. And I think we'll just introduce this first song you played. It sounded really cool. I know you said you haven't played it yet, but we're doing a little break the fourth wall moment. But if you'd like to introduce that song, and I think we'll get right into it.
It is called
Love No One.
Love No One.
All right, sweet. Coming up is Love No One by Sitcoms.
Rock and roll. I count to seven or four.
Just some staring.
this is what it's like on the show.
All right, well, that was Love No One by Sitcoms on CFRC 101.9
wow.
FM.
That was so exhausting. That song, holy smokes.
Yeah, well, quick tear down, set up, brought the chairs back in, but mm-hmm. here for another part of the interview. But yeah, you were playing a really cool guitar. You quickly mentioned that it was handmade and given to you. Mm-hmm. Who made that guitar? How long have you had that? What is the story of that guitar?
It was made in the 80s, and I came across it. Somebody at work, I guess, had a bunch of kids that they kept it for, and none of them used it, so they just, you know, they offered it to me, and I said, as long as I use it. So I tried, you know, it's kind of been a work in progress. I like to think of it as I call it Rihanna. It's named after Rihanna. And I've got like a picture of her on there somewhere in the back, but it's taken a lot of work to get her. I've had people look at it and be like, oh man, this is, but somehow it's working today. I hope it does really good for the next two songs. We'll see. But yeah, it's one of those guitars that is one of a kind, and a lot, like, you even ask me all the time, like, what kind of guitar is that? I don't even see a name on it, but and its head is on reverse or something, so it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, totally. It's and it sounded great for the first one, so fingers crossed.
Thanks,
and I'm sure it will sound for the next one, but. Just going right into it. Coming up next is Pot Brownie by Sitcoms.
Outside the county, I think I'm gonna die like Gordon Downey. Getting kind of drowsy.
All right, that was Pop Brownie on CFRC 101.9 Live Sessions here with Sitcoms. And I think just one more thing, I think a fun one to ask. Again, talking more about influences, but what is an artist that, if someone came to see you play, what is an artist that you might tell them that influenced you that they'd be like, oh, I never would have guessed? Like sort of someone that's out there, but like is really kind of a pivotal or like a foundational artist for you.
I mean, pretty much anything Zach Hill ever touched, but also Mars Volta too. Like growing up in high school, we used to meet up at, we lived not too far away from each other, but we used to meet up at the parking lots and like swap Mars Volta CDs all the time back in high school. And I just remember that kind of being really special, that something that I don't think kids would ever do anymore. Going home and you know, trading Mars Volta CDs and going home and just listening to them like they're, you were watching a movie. So I would say definitely that. And it changed our, bands like Alexis on Fire too, like growing up, changed the way that we write our music and made us think kind of more outside the box, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Coincidentally, I was listening to Alexis on Fire's self-titled earlier today, so.
Our band in high school, excuse me, our band in high school was a lot more similar to that style.
That sounds awesome. But yeah, yeah, I think just quickly before we go into the last song, what is next for Sitcoms? What do you guys have coming up in the following?
We just kind of released a pilot, a mixtape or a concept kind of thing called The Pilot. It's on all the, it's released on all the media things, you know, iWeb, iTunes, Station, Core, Canadian Tire, and we're always working on new stuff. Like even practicing for this show, we just wanted to keep playing our new stuff, so we're really excited about a lot of that. And we want to put it out, you know, because we think it's really fun.
Yeah, I think the newer stuff we're working on is sounding a lot more like our influences, a little more than the last one we just put out, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Sweet. And then we also
got a show. Yeah. A charity show. You guys would like free shows, come to a free show at Royal Tavern December 19th. You can come for free. It's for the food bank. And there's going to be a lot of cool bands. Hellhound Trail, look them up. Who's the other bands? There's a lot. It's going to be kind of a bluesy night. We're standing out a little bit. But come to that Royal Tavern December 19th.
I was just going to add, it is a free show, but we do hope that you bring donations just to help support the food bank too if you can. But it's just whatever you can afford.
But even if you can't afford it, come anyway for free and come see what you're going to get from the food bank, because it's awesome. And you know, we've done one of these before, but there, we had to do a cover and I always wanted to have these free shows and make this music available, local music available to as many people as possible, which you guys do such a great job at. Plug in CFRC.
All right, well, to end the show, play another song by Sitcoms. Up next is Beverly by Sitcoms.
jokes in the past. Probably spoken way too fast. Cause even when I'm by, I tried it and I know full well it won't last. I ain't even trying to quit. I ain't even crying and shit. I ain't even done with the one on the run. I look down, another is late. Life is hard, I guess. A statement I want to address. Cause even when I do what's best and try to smoke less, it's not taking away any stress. Tobacco is made on a farm. Nicotine passed from my arm. Now they want to sound an alarm. Blaming on cigarettes causing us harm. But I never intend to continue. But if you knew all that I've been through, you'd want to relax. Smoking some packs, and you know they so inflated by tax. Calling us hacks, exposing ourselves to a greater chance of heart attacks. Can't help but feel so conflicted. Having freedom in life is constricted. So what is the catch? I'm lighting the match. And now I fear I'm addicted. Smoke them up now if you got them. Spring, summer, winter, or autumn. Philip J. Morris, I brought them. Nicotine cravings, I fought them. Try not to crash, mixing rehab. Nobody's touching my stash. Try not to crash, mixing rehab. Nobody's touching my sip in the light of a flash. Now I'm a dash, right to a tray full of ash.
And then the outro goes like this. No, because we were going to do one more. He gives us a thumbs up.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
If there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, a different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Watch, I'ma hit you with a man, J to the boom. sudden. Two aces, strip nines for the win. Just got back from a rack, shades on, hoodie up, shirt stack, feel like an umbro when I play, play guitar, Lisa Kudrow. Look at black guys at the dentist, Lucy in the sky, Jimmy Hendrix. You can find it in appendix, Papa Netflix, sucker. Baby Air Bonds in Abel, singing about needing more Abel. Wouldn't it be nice to be Henry Cavill? Hands on my hip, let the cable unravel. Wouldn't it be nice to be a bread son? Making no sense like Harry Keller. Chum my hip like Penn and Teller.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
The 27th annual Real Out Queer Film Festival is running for 10 days from Thursday, January 29th until Saturday, February 7th in beautiful downtown Kingston. This year's festival theme is Exploring Space, with many of the festival's official selections touching on what it means to hold, save, and or create spaces for communities that need them. Join us as we showcase over 65 exciting narrative and documentary feature-length and short films from Canada and 15 other countries. While all our films are about 2S LGBTQ plus lives, real or imagined, our intended audience is anyone who enjoys independent film and media. Catch world premieres, meet the talent behind the films, and help support queer arts programming in your community. Visit realout2026.eventive.org for more information on films, events, tickets, and passes.
Hello out there and welcome to the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. It is now 11:30 right here in snowy Kingston, Ontario, but we're heating things up for you today. Take a break from the shoveling and all that plowing and dive right in. In this episode, we're featuring a conversation with members of local punk band Rev Zed about their debut release, Welcome to the Real World. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the new record's themes, as the band describes, include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. We're going to listen to all four tracks from the new Rev Zed EP today, but before that, we are sitting down with Rev Zed bandmates Jack Blurton and Callan Robinson to chat about the new release. Welcome to CFRC's Release Radar Rundown. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're really happy to be here.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Callan. All right. Yeah, it's amazing that you're here and on such short notice, too. Really fantastic. So you guys have been really busy as a band, I notice. Like, you're all over the place on social media and you're all over the place right here in town. You've been playing lots of gigs through 2024, 2025 at many, many local venues. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be the face-melting punk rock band that you are? Jack, we'll start with you.
So I would say that we played our first show in October of 2023. That was a Battle of the Bands that was hosted by the Queens Music Club. And I was invited to start jamming with the original lineup, which was, you know, a couple of friends that I met in first year who were all in the Con Ed program. They invited me to start jamming as their singer. Shortly after that, Haluka, who was our original, our drummer for our first show, he ended up switching to guitar so that I could take over the drums, so that I could do drums and vocals. So the original lineup lasted for about a year and a half before we changed some things up by inviting Callan into the band to play keyboards, and our original bassist JP eventually left. He was replaced in the fall by Max Hammer, and that's how the current lineup stands. Andrew Nasso also plays guitar. I feel a little bad for not mentioning him in there, but yes.
Amazing. So, Callan, you're here with us today. Tell us about your interest in joining the squad.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to bear witness to their first show with the original lineup in October 2023. And I thought they were incredible. I was playing with a different group at the time, but I was definitely like blown away by the sort of bombastic energy and quick pace of the set. And I wasn't exactly sure what kind of energy I was going to be able to bring to the group as someone who primarily plays keyboard. But Jack sure seemed to think that I had something to contribute after sort of jamming with me a few times. It took some sort of experimentation to figure out my role to play in the group. But I feel like with this EP, it showcases our ability to synthesize punk rock, sort of more traditional style punk rock with keyboards. And it's so much fun to be able to experiment in that way.
All right. So let's pick up right there, Callan. So I'd love to hear more about the songwriting, composition, and rehearsal process. So bringing in keys is not something we generally hear when it comes to straight up raw as heck punk rock. Let's break it down a little bit more to learn about the process of how you did the songwriting together and the compositions.
Yeah, so I had been writing most of the songs. I wrote a lot of the songs, including the ones on the EP were written before the band had started. And so over the course of the couple of years that we've been going, we've been slowly integrating more original music into the set. I've been sending demos that I recorded to the rest of the band. And the demos are, you know, much more simple, or much simpler than the way that the songs end up turning out on the record and in live performances, because I basically just play bar chords like you would hear on any Ramones album. And then I say to the rest of the guys, do with this what you like, improvise, experiment, make it your own, I think is really what I want every member of the band to do. And I always wanted to incorporate keys into the music because a lot of bands that I'm into have a keyboard. I am a big fan of electronic music as well as punk, so I wanted to sort of diversify the influences a little bit. And I don't think I really had, I had a eureka moment when I listened to the first Deep Purple album, or when I listened to a Deep Purple album for the first time. It was Machine Head that I listened to. When I listened to that a couple of years ago now, I was sort of like, aha, that's what I want the keys in this band to sound like. And when we introduced Callan into the band, you know, really the same sort of story where we just, I send the demos out to him and say, you know, I have no idea how to play keys. You make of it what you like.
All right, guys. So we have a new EP to talk about now. Let's learn a little bit more about how the EP release actually came together, and with whom did you work? Over to Callan.
Yeah, so I think Jack had been talking about having an EP out for this band for, I guess, a year now or so. But we didn't really begin recording until, was it November, Jack?
That's right, yeah.
And we recorded over at Open Session Studios over on Colburn Street with, is it Sam Fitzgerald?
Yes, that's, yes.
And just making sure I have his last name right. And
yes.
No, he's so super. He's so good to work with. Like, he's got a real ear for all kinds of different rock music. And I think he had a really great idea of what we were going for. So couldn't be happier to work with him.
Okay, amazing. And now the Kingston Music Office's release radar note stated that the EP talks a lot about narcissism and AI as particular themes. Can you elaborate more, starting with you, Jack, on the overall themes of the album and maybe some of the individual songs?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, overall theme, it just has a lot to do with encouraging people not to, to live life their own way, to, you know, not let narcissists tell them what to do. That I think is pretty well summed up by the second track on the album. It's All About Me, where I just I talk about an experience with a person who, you know, didn't treat me so well because they acted like I was, you know, being too harsh on them for, you know, that I sort of, you know, they were always trying to impose their worldviews onto me and their idea of how people should behave onto me. And I, you know, at some point I kind of snapped and showed some backlash to that, and they whined about it. They, you know, they had a tendency to act like, you know, the entire world was always against them. And that song is just about me telling them, you have no idea how much worse it could be. You need to learn to be more independent. You need to stop. You need to stop telling other people what to do. I'm not going to listen anymore when you tell me what to do. You're going to Hear My Name Again is sort of similar in that vein, where I'm telling a person about how, you know, no matter how hard they try to put me down, I'm going to make sure that I make a real impact on this world. And then the closer is The Telescreen, which is where the theme of AI becomes very prominent. That song's just about how, in spite of all that AI threatens to take away from us in the musicians community, there is so much that we can do to support each other and to, you know, live. You know, if other people want to spend all their time listening to slop and perpetuating slop, then they're allowed to do that in the world today, but we don't have to. As musicians, we don't have to be part of that. We can continue, you know, building the beautiful communities that are centered around real human-made art.
All right. Well, thank you. Very well laid out for us. And we are going to listen to all of those songs from the new EP in just a few moments. But before we close, because we are quickly running out of time and we want to make sure we have enough time to play all of the songs in full, maybe over to you, Callan. Can you tell us how we can keep up with the latest about Rev Z and how to follow you, get your album, see your shows?
Yeah, so I think the best way is just following us on Instagram. We post all of our shows, all of our, I guess, potentially new releases, although we don't have any planned, would be on the Instagram. That's RevZ Music, R-E-V-Z-E-D Music. Yeah. We're always up on there, so that's probably the main way.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to seeing a lot more of you guys playing around town, maybe some local festivals, and hearing maybe a bit some mini tours in the region or something very soon too. But huge congratulations on this new release. It's a real pleasure to listen to, and we are going to listen to it in full right now. So any final words for the listeners out there here in K-Town?
Yeah, I would say that our next show might be at the Caesar Company on January 30th, unless we have a show prior to that. And welcome to the real world. That's how I want to sum it up.
Thanks, Jack. Callan?
How can I beat that? No, please. Thanks so much to anyone who listens to it. We really hope you enjoy. We put a lot of soul into it, and I think it comes off well.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we are going to dive right into some great music. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's all about me. Yeah. tonight at this point. And my friends, neither can you. Science fiction's no longer as strange as what we call the truth. Promises of a utopia built upon teaching machines how to do tasks we thought were only possible in silver screen views. With machine image as an inspirator, Hollywood wants of the Terminator. But Skynet is ruled by someone, another iconic antagonist, Big Brother. He takes advantage of devices, recording your virtues and vices. An open secret, you'd better believe it. The truth, I choose to reveal it. The Taylor screen, and it's much greater than once foreseen. Not just in our bedrooms and on the street, once at the thigh of every human being. But how can I blame any of you for allowing this invasion of privacy? I surprise myself with how much I've shared with the virtual society of addicts to technology. Some might deny it at this point, but my friends, it's easy to say they've stolen the endless data uploaded and trained machines to replace. For you, they only want a profit. They can place a value on this moment today. Don't delay. Scream with me without attention to pay. The Taylor scream is watching me. It's watching me. The Taylor scream is watching me. It's watching me. Watching you and robbing you. It's watching you and robbing you. It's watching you and robbing you of time, energy, art, innocence. It's watching you. Down!
And thanks to Jack and Callan of RevZed for joining us here today on the Release Radar Rundown. You've just heard Welcome to the Real World, It's All About Me. You're going to hear my name again and Telescreen from RevZed's debut EP, Welcome to the Real World. Thanks for joining us today on the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up next, and stay tuned for more amazing local music made right here in Kingston and airing right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll be back next week.
Stephen from